20-30 years.
Have you ever heard Christmas Box? Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say to somebody on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Well, is there anything like, you might say, like Christmas gift?
No.
And if somebody helped you out a lot, what might you say besides thank you? You say, I'm much.
You want the word much obliged, but I don't say that.
What do you say?
Just thank you. I'm glad you could help me, or I enjoyed working with you, or appreciate you having me. Appreciate you having me.
And
some older people say much obliged.
And if you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping or errands.
Well, if you made a purchase, the storekeeper might take a big piece of paper and
wrap it.
So you say he
wrapped.
And when you got home with it, you might say, when I got home with the package, I
unwrapped it.
And if the store has to sell a lot of things, you know, less than they pay for them, you say they're selling at a
discount.
Well, is there another way of saying that? Well, somebody paid $2.50 for a lot of things, and he's selling them for $2. He'd be selling it
at a loss.
And if you admire something but you don't have enough money to buy it, you say, I like it, but it
costs too much or too expensive.
Well, in the time to pay the bills, you know, you say the bill is
bill.
And you to stay, you know, in good standing at a club or something, you have to pay the
dues.
And if you don't have enough money, you have to go to a friend or a bank or something and try to
borrow it.
And if you don't have a lawnmower, you have to go to a friend and ask to
borrow it.
And in the 30s, you know, money was
short.
When the bank is refusing a loan, he might say money is
scarce.
Would you ever use that? What would you say?
It's hard to find.
Well, if you said honey isn't what it used to be, the game is getting
scarce.
Would you use it there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, if somebody was in a swimming pool and he'd run to the end of the springboard and
jumped off.
And what's another way besides
that? Dived.
And so he'd say, I'm going to
dive.
And yesterday he
dove.
And he has already
dived.
And when you dive in and you hit the water flat, you call it what?
Belly splasher.
And what would a boy be doing if he took his head, you know, like this, and he rolled over in the grass?
Turn somersault.
And if somebody wants to get across the river, you might say he dived in and
swam.
And children like to
swim.
And I have
swum.
And when you're buying something or paying your bill, you know, sometimes storekeepers will give you just a little present and say it's for what?
Their appreciation, a token.
And what would it be called, the little gift or present they gave? When you bought it home, your husband said, well, did you buy that too? You say, oh no, it was a
gift.